Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to be here this morning, continuing the teaching, Living in the Faith Zone. Living in the Faith Zone. So as in a football game, in order to score, you have to be in the end zone. And not just in the end zone empty-handed. You have to have the football, the ball. So that is our faith. Yes. We must not fumble our faith in this season. All kind of things are coming from every kind of direction, all kinds of opposition, because the enemy wants us to fumble in this season. But we must declare, I will not fumble my faith in this season. I will see the promises of God. The Bible reassures us that the promises of God are yes and amen. Yeah. And they're not just for us. They're for our children and the generations to come. The promises of God are true, and they are true unto each and every one of us. So make that your declaration. The promises of God are true, and they are true unto me and everything concerning me.
So we walk by
faith
and not by
sight.
So we're going to walk by the word. Mm-hmm. Walking by faith. So this morning teaching that, we're going to stay with it. Mm-hmm. To walk by faith is to walk by the word. Mm-hmm. To walk by faith is to walk by the word. Mm-hmm. Let me say it one more time. To walk by faith is to walk by the word. So we walk by the word of God and not by our sight. How does that feel now? How does that hit you this morning? As we say, we walk by the word of God and not by our sight. It's not easy to walk by the word of God. So to walk by faith, is to walk by the word.
Mm-hmm. And we must have that final, authority of the word that stops us from wavering.
Yes.
It stops us from being double-minded. There has to be a final authority. I know my dad used to always say, because I said so,
It is so.
Because I said so. Because no matter what it was, the response from him was, because I said so. So that was the final authority. It means it's not up for debate. He's not wavering into our opinions or our fake tears.
I love that.
It's because I said so. So now we have to take that same authority, place it in the word of God, because God said so. That's it. It's not open for debate. It's not open for feelings. It's not open to try to be stirred by our emotions. It is final. It's the word of God, because he said so. So we look and we find that word, and then we stand on that word. It just settles it. It settles all the fickle feelings that are moving around, all the opinions that are moving around it. What did the word say? It's settled. Because God said so.
You know, if we look around us and we go by our emotions, we're going to run. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not going to work. And there were many, many people in the Old Testament and the New Testament who lived solely by faith. And I'm just going to name a couple. Daniel, he went against the law under the threat of death. And he did what he knew was right, and he had the faith that no matter what, it was going to be okay. And even though he had the threat of death, because he chose to pray when the law said he couldn't pray, God delivered. He came and he saved him from death. And another one is, I'm thinking Rahab. She hid the Israelite spies in Jericho. You know, if you had spies, would you hide them if you didn't believe it was the right thing and put your faith in something greater?
Yes.
So Rahab also had tremendous faith. And Noah built an ark. He had no idea there was going to be a flood, but he trusted God, and he did exactly what God told him to do. He built it to the specifications that he told him to, and he saved his family from a flood. So all these people had faith. They had the substance of things hoped for with the evidence of things not seen. And that's the kind of faith we need to have. And the Bible is the perfect place not only to know God's word, but to look at all the people in the Bible who also lived by faith and had no idea, only that they knew that God was telling them the right thing to do, and they had faith that the outcome would be okay.
So we walk by faith. Simple means we walk by the word of God. So the word of God is what we go by. So we must have full confidence in the word. Now, by this we know the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made from things which were visible. So we're building on that. Where faith, what is faith? Faith is not feeling. Faith is not my thoughts. Faith is not my emotion. Faith is in the word of God. So I can substitute, we walk by the word and not by my sight. So we walk by faith. Faith equals the word. Okay, let's prove that. Let's prove that. Let's prove it this morning. And we'll pick up on it in the next segment too. Now, in Genesis chapter 15, God is going to talk to Abraham. And Abraham going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. So in Genesis chapter 15, Dan, read the first five verses.
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward."
Come on.
But Abram said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." Then Abraham said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir."
Yeah.
And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir."
Yeah.
Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven, and see the stars, if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be."
So shall, you underlined that this morning, "so shall your descendants be." He says he took him, he showed him. And we already give a definition of faith. Seen it before you see it. Seen it before you see it. He has a conversation between the Lord and Abraham. "I go childless. I have no child." God said, "You will." He says, "How would I know?" He got to see something. He took him outside in verse 5. Then he brought him outside and said, "Look, now towards what? Heaven." Mm-hmm. Count the stars. That's physical. Count the stars. That is physical. Mm-hmm. He says, "You count those stars." He says, count the stars if you are able to number them. And he says to him, "So shall your descendant be." Ha ha. That means he gave him a picture.
Yeah.
So he has this picture that he's going to be the father of what? many nations. So shall your descendant be. If you can count those stars, so shall your descendant be. At that time, he's the father of none. He's not the father of many. He's the father of none.
He's not even a father of one.
Not even a father of one. Yeah. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I would say, trust. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. You need to shout here. He's not even a father of one. Mm-hmm. Not the father. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet revealed in the physical world. Mm-hmm. In the physical world. In the physical surrounding. And so Abraham get it. And then Pastor Diane and Pastor Emily jump over to Romans chapter 4. In Romans chapter 4, and this morning you got to pick it back, you know, when it starts. Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. That's the picture. And then all the way over back to Romans chapter 4. We have a conversation here with Abraham. We see Abraham here. Now, look at verse 17. I want you guys to read from verse 17. And this morning, follow with us.
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed.
Yeah.
God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
Verse 18, who contrary to hope, in hope, believe, so that he becomes the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. According to what was spoken. In Genesis chapter 15 and verse 5, so shall your descendant be. How is this guy did it? He walked by the word. He walked by the word. What was the word? So shall your descendant be. So when nothing is working, when he can't see anything, he has to go with what the word says. That's what faith is.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't see anything.
It's just a okay. Simple word. Make your day count.
Yeah.
So shall your descendants.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
So pure, so right, this love I feel inside, so good just to be with you. No shame to hide, you put my fears to flight, I know that I am safe when I 9.